Find more State House coverage at sdpb.org.
Ag Committee will come to order. Secretary, call the roll.
Okay. Bradford, Garnas, Hansen,
here.
Klocek, Maher,
yep.
Peterson, Valley, Howie,
here.
Roden.
Here. Quorum barely is present. Comments or action on the minutes from the previous meeting?
So moved.
Move to approve by Maher, second by Senator Klocek. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. Well, ladies and gentlemen, all we have today on the docket is topics for summer study. So the chair will open to discussion for proposals for summer study proposals.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Howie.
This doesn't necessarily pertain just to a topic that would be of interest to this committee, but I think probably has a broader level of interest. We're looking at things this year to generate revenue, and we're looking at places to cut spending. And if I might just give just a very brief background of what motivates me making the suggestion, I understand that the appropriators every year come to peer and they basically they determine their direction based on last year's spending, and that they're, you know, they work from daylight to dark and they really don't have the opportunity to go back and review every individual agency or department to see where those dollars are really spent. They just look at what was spent last year in certain categories. And so I'd like to propose that we do a summer study that would look at the validity of having a revolving in-depth look at where every department spends their money, and or every agency. An example of the way we really don't get to the root of things. We had a Game Fish and Parks review this last year, and I don't think we really got to the bottom of where their dollars are spent. And I'm not picking on them. I'm just saying, I think every agency and every department should be subject to a systematic review of where every single dollar goes. And so, you know, start with the Department of Ag. Not picking on them, but start somewhere.
So are you suggesting a summer study agency review specific to the Department of Ag and Game Fish and Parks departments that are under the purview of this committee?
Maybe you or anyone else can help me with the direction this needs to go, whether it's appropriate for summer study or not. I believe there needs to be a rotational, systematic review of every agency and every department, and perhaps a summer study could look at that idea and see if it has merit and how it would be implemented.
I'd be open to comments, but my recollection is that we did pass several years back a bill to sunset every agency, have a sunset review of every agency and every department under state government. I see some people nodding their heads.
Mr. Chair, I believe you're accurate in that, and I participated in that sunset review for Game Fish and Parks this year.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that sunset review didn't really get to the nuts and bolts of where those revenues come from and where they're spent in real detail. So we had a good discussion about policies and practices and procedures, but we really didn't get to the bottom of the money issues, and in my view. And I think it's a mistake for us as a legislature to not be able to hold accountable the agencies and the departments for every tax dollar that they spend. And our appropriators do a wonderful job of review in general and recommending to us a direction. But I think in this environment, we need to dig deeper.
Comments on that subject? I think that's a valid point. My only hesitation is if that's an appropriate recommendation from the Ag Committee. I mean, we certainly can make that a recommendation coming from the Ag Committee. I think it'd carry more weight and be more appropriate coming from the Appropriations or State Affairs Committee. But we can certainly, I have no objections to making that a recommendation from this committee for summer study. Senator Bradford.
Well, I don't think it's not a good idea, but I just wonder if we're talking about the least amount of money that the state spends is probably in the agricultural field. I mean, unless you're including game fishing parks, is that what you mean to?
Mr. Chairman, I think we shouldn't leave an agency or a department out of this equation. I think your suggestion, Mr. Chair, maybe a recommendation out of State Affairs would certainly pack more punch. And maybe it's not even appropriate for summer study, but it's been on my mind. And as I see the money, we're searching for money, and I look at funds. There's a list of funds I think I've provided to some of you that the state has in other funds over $800 million. As I've tried to get more information, I've just discovered that it would take an appropriations committee a week to get through some of that stuff. And so that's what motivates the thought, and it seemed like this was at least a forum to lay it on the table, even if we don't do anything with it. It's something that I think we need to be thinking about.
Mr. Chairman, just to follow up.
Senator Bradford.
Do you know, maybe Larry Knowles or the chairman, when was the last, because we review those agencies like we did transportation last year. We do review those ever so often. I wonder when ag is up.
Sure. Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess, Senator Peterson has served on the executive board, and these are responsibilities of the e-board, and Mr. Magadans would be able to kind of shed some light on this too, but there's a revolving cycle, and there's several years that go between each different agency. It seems to me like Department of Ag was reviewed about 3 years ago or maybe 4 years ago. This year we did transportation and tourism, and transportation actually was not an agency review. The two agency reviews were Game Fish and Parks and Department of Tourism, and seems to me like last year they did Department of Labor, and they do about two each year. You know, the number of summer studies and the agency reviews are kind of determined by the number of people that are willing to devote the time to serve on these committees. And we've got 105 legislators, and you probably can reduce that by 20% of the people that just don't want to take or don't have the time to be able to sit on, you know, probably three meetings over the course of the summer, sometimes one or two of those meetings, maybe two-day meetings. And so it's kind of a time, you know, there's a fair time commitment, and that kind of ties the hands a little bit of the e-board, who makes the decision of which agencies to review and also which study topics to study.
You know, I would comment, we have the process for the agency reviews, which are fairly in-depth, and they're on a specific agency. What you're suggesting, you know, I agree with, but if you think of the process that we have through a summer study where you have three meetings in 1 year, and you're talking about all agencies, in-depth review of all agencies, and the practical side of it is we have a sunset review on one agency like you did. This went through with Game Fish and Parks, and even just addressing one agency, you had very limited time to get in-depth. So how do you you know, it's impractical to think that you could cover the entire spectrum and get anything but just an overview.
Mr. Chair, that's a great point, and that's why I'm suggesting not a total overview, but on a rotational basis, much like the sunset, that we would tackle a department or an agency one by one by one. And maybe it needs to be more than a 3-day deal, and maybe it needs to be the appropriators, maybe it doesn't. But right now, we're just letting that water go downstream, and we don't really know very much about where it all goes when we try and get our arms around it. And you know, we learn little tidbits here and there. But even with the review that Senator Valley, I think, was involved in with transportation, I'd be surprised if they had time to review every dollar that was spent by that department and really do. I mean, they had their hands full with other things.
Okay. Well, I understand what you're saying. I just don't know if for a summer study if we can. You know, it would take something a lot more dramatic than a recommendation for a summer study to cover even a fraction of the ground you're proposing. Senator Valley.
You know, what difference would this be than the appropriation process? I mean, sometimes I will just go and sit in on the appropriations, or I'll plug it into my computer and listen. And they do a lot of digging, and maybe Senator Maher, who has sat on that committee, can. I've heard them dig into people and try and find out where the money's at and where it's going, and they do a pretty tough job. I was thinking sometimes I wouldn't want to be sitting on the other end of this table, and so I think that's maybe something for the appropriations to look at but rather than coming from this committee.
Also, the appropriations coupled with we have another venue for addressing these kind of concerns is the Government Operations and Audit Committee, because they're kind of a watchdog group. I wonder if there would be an avenue that working through the appropriators and the GOAC committee to try and come up with some proposal to.
Yeah, I'll visit with them.
See. I think that might be, you know, we have those structures in place, because otherwise we're trying to reinvent the wheel here with agencies that are already charged with oversight of that very sort of thing. Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And, you know, I guess maybe I'm kind of doing something on the fly here, because I really haven't had a chance to visit with, I think, some of the people that I would expect would probably be very welcome to this thought, and maybe, you know, be able to provide some fine tuning of it. But a problem that I see, you know, in South Dakota, we've been protected from a lot of things that have happened in other states, and one of the things we've addressed in our moving to the method of arriving at a taxable worth of ag property is has just been moved along the way in the House Tax Committee approving Senate Bill 3. And going back to the bill that really addressed this a year ago, House Bill 1005, where we changed to productivity. And, you know, we've been able to get by without doing that for many more years in other states because we have not really experienced the encroachment of the cities and removal of ag property and the change in ag land in every way. And kind of a companion to that that I see is the danger of losing the freedom for ag producers to continue to produce ag products. And the, you know, being complicated by planning and zoning issues, and I guess that would be the subject that I would suggest that we move towards would be how do we maintain our freedom to farm as we have to work our way around planning and zoning restrictions that seem to be more obstacles in some instances than others. I know Nebraska has worked with this problem, and I think probably kind of arrived at some acceptable measures. I think the state of Iowa has, and you know, the form that we would fill out requesting a summer study asks for agencies to be involved, and I would see that Department of Ag, DENR would be involved. I think that county governments, you know, the county commissioners, you know, here we get into local control when, you know, how far-reaching can state government be in making dictates to local planning and zoning decisions. I think the Department of Revenue would be an agency that would be involved. And, you know, the thing that I would be hoping that we would be seeking to address would be how do we avoid the negative impacts of non-ag encroachment onto ag production land in the decades to come.
I think that's a good suggestion. Any other comments on that? Senator Peterson?
I don't have a comment on that, but I do have a suggestion.
Okay. Well, let's...
I'll wait.
I don't know what the procedure typically on this. Do we vote?
You can if you wish.
Okay. Any other comments on the proposal that Senator Hansen laid out as far as a suggested summer study on freedom to farm?
I might add, you know, there's no limit to the number of suggestions that we bring forward. So, you know, we're not limited to one, or we don't have to bring one. We can bring half a dozen. And
understand. Any other comments on Senator Hansen's proposal? By show, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Very good. Next suggestion, I think, Senator Valley, you had your hand in the air.
I'm going to go down a different tack. That's not a summer study. I don't know, 3 years ago maybe, we were going to do both an East River tour and a West River tour, and we took the Ag Committee on a tour, and I thought that was just extremely beneficial. We went to the State Research Farm out here by Pier and just got it was just really informative, and I thought it was very good for the committee. And then we went to a hog farm, and we saw how they use that slurry in fertilizer. We went to up in the northern part, and we saw an anaerobic digester being built and how it was making electricity. And it was very informative and I thought very useful, but we never did the West River component. We just couldn't get it together. And it was put together by the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Water and Natural Resources. And I would like to see us do that again. I think there's West River farming and ranching we could take a look at. I think the uranium mining that came up here is another area that would be interesting to take a look at. There's issues that come before us that if we go out and see and actually are there, I think can make a difference for the committee. So I'd like to just throw that out that and see if there is any interest here. Or maybe I'm the only one that would like to do that. It was a two-day tour, and it was, I thought, very beneficial and very interesting.
Well, you know, I wasn't on the Ag Committee when that took place, but I remember hearing about it, and I was somewhat envious that I wasn't able to participate in that. And I think it's a great suggestion, and I would also agree to. I don't know what the mechanism is and how we make those arrangements. Obviously, not a summer study, but I would guess that some of the ag organizations would help the Department of Ag if they would take the bull by the horns and help make those arrangements. I see several of the nodding heads in the group. Brenda? Please.
Brenda Foreman, registered lobbyist for South Dakota Association of Co-ops, but also chair of Ag Unity. When those tours took place, along with the Department of Ag and DNR, Ag Unity helped host the meals and stuff for that. And we would be very much welcome to having that opportunity again if you would so choose. So we'll work with them if that's something that you go forward with. So thank you.
Any other comments on that specifically?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Maher.
Excuse me. We would also invite our House counterparts, too, along with that, I would think.
Yes.
I mean, the House Ag Committee.
Well, I don't know. Who's on that committee?
we'll let you be in charge of that invite.
Something else out west is kind of the research, the SDSU research down at Phillip. That's kind of an interesting little venture down there. I've been down there once before, and they do some neat stuff down there.
Senator Howey.
Well, this may come as a little surprise to you, but I would suggest if we're doing a West River tour, that some of the issues we deal with have to do with game and fish and private game management, and so I would just suggest that we entertain the possibility of including in that tour an operational big game ranch, and if there's interest in that, I'd be happy to help coordinate that.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Maher.
A question for Mr. Howey. Would it be possible to hunt mountain lions with dogs while we're doing this?
Mr. Chairman.
Hands-on type stuff.
I don't know about that, but I know as soon as I'm done here Friday, I'm on a mountain lion hunt because my wife saw one on our within a quarter of a mile of our place. So I'll give you an update on that.
Well, before we go any further, I think, you know, they're all great suggestions, and that would obviously, it's going to take a lot of detailed planning as far as, because, you know, we got a lot of ground to cover, and there's a lot of different things that this could include, but I would suggest the committee members would make suggestions, submit them to Brenda or the Department of Ag, depending on how this is coordinated as we move through this, if you have some ideas. Let me go to Senator Bradford. He's had his hand up.
Well, I just thought that, yes, I know our local government put in no things, you know, for summer study. But in this tour, of course, Senator Rosen, you and I, it would be good to have some of the people involved. Go to Bear View and actually see what the situation is there and how that affects the people, because until this year we've always had a Bear View issue. And, it's quite a bit of a local agricultural, and it is a big part of what I would like to include.
Okay. Senator Valley.
What I want to ascertain is if there is enough interest here on the committee that would go on that tour, and also on the House side, that it's worth putting a bus load together, because that's how we did. We traveled in a bus, and the nice part about that was we had the opportunity then, because the Secretary of Agriculture was along, the Secretary of DNR, game fishing parks, and so while you're waiting to go to the next place, you have the opportunity to sit down and discuss issues, what we just saw, and it really was an opportunity to get some real knowledge and be part of it. So that's why I like it, and I think the Secretary of DNR, Secretary Perner, I think kind of was the lead on doing that. So we may have to talk with them and just, but I want to see if there's enough interest here. If no one's going to go, that was one of our problems. We getting enough folks, and we even thought about inviting people from the appropriations process. So I just want to find out if there's enough before we go down the road.
First of all, by a show of hands, who's supportive of this idea of setting up this tour for the Ag committees? Okay. Now also by a show of hands, people from the committee that would like doing it through a bus tour, who would be willing to participate in a tour? Very good. I will contact Secretary of Ag and discuss this with him, and I will also yes, and I think it'd be probably be appropriate to defer to Secretary Even as far as taking the lead on it. That's fine. And I will also contact the Ag Committee from the House, talk to Chairman Bruner.
We did bring that up this morning about possible tours. I think there's some.
Really?
Yeah, good. Great minds. Okay. Senator Hansen.
I would guess that, you know, it'd be good to just compile a list of things to be picked from, not necessarily all that would definitely end up in the final list, but, you know, things that we talk about here in the Ag Committee, one of which is prairie dogs, one of which is in the Black Hills, the bark beetle, and, you know, I think that several of us have a pretty good grasp of the kind of damage and the kind of problems that those are, but, you know, those branch over into, is think back to when the agencies gave their reports to us at the beginning of the session. You know, those are issues that were talked about, and it makes a difference whether you just see it on the overhead or actually see the damage that those pests have created.
Very good. Again, I think I will contact Secretary Even and the other secretaries and leave it in their hands as far as how they want to coordinate it and take suggestions. But I think that for the benefit of this committee, you can submit different ideas to the Secretary of Ag. Unless we hear otherwise, I'll let him kind of take the lead on that. Assuming that he's open to that, and I think he will be. Okay, any other topics? Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to talk about a summer study that's going to come out of another committee. So I'm not asking this committee to promote this summer study, but I want you to carefully consider it when the e-board sends you out a list and you check which ones are important, which ones aren't important. And this morning I was over in House local government presenting Senate Bill 169, a bill that passed 33-1 out of the Senate. And I went over there and I asked them to table the bill, which they did. And it was a bill that dealt with the when a wind company went out and took an easement, that they had 6 months to register this, as the law requires. And I was working with our rural electrics on this bill, but it came to light that it had an unintended consequence, and it needed a little more work, so we'll come back with it another year. But, you know, in a conference that Representative Roush and I had with our rural electrics, it came to light that there are many concerns that they have with what's going on right now in South Dakota. You know, we are just on the verge of having tremendous wind development. And Representative Roush and I happen to have a district where the Buffalo Ridge ends and it turns into Coteau, and we have a lot of Class 5, Class 6 winds. So we have a lot of, we have legitimate companies that are building there, good companies, and then we have a few prospectors that are coming in that are trying to tie up some key locations. And these guys aren't following the rules. They're not promptly registering with the auditor or with the Register of Deeds. Talking with the REAs, they said there's five or six things that really need to be addressed. We have to be concerned with the landowner and the landowner's rights. And they thought that, yeah, it would be good to have a summer study on this topic now before we see major development happen in South Dakota. And it's going to happen. So please consider that when you see a list coming out, because Representative Roush said that he is going to ask for a summer study on that topic. And I know that Representative Roden was in state affairs, and a lot of these wind bills came up to state affairs. But so we can get a coordinated effort and have our utility companies from South Dakota and have the legitimate wind companies that are actually building these farms all get together and come up with a proper set of rules. It's really a timely situation right now for us to develop that. So please consider that. Thank you.
Okay. Other subjects?
Mr. Chair.
Would it be out of line? Typically we don't do this, but we have ag organizations. Sometimes I think we're kind of low on suggestions, but I think it'd be proper for me to open it up to some of the ag representatives as far as if they have any suggestions or something that's really burning a hole in them as far as suggestions that they'd like us to consider.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Brenda Foreman again, South Dakota Association of Co-ops, registered lobbyist, up here actually talk from Ag Unity again. We meet every Tuesday during session, and on Tuesday of this week, one of the topics for our noon meeting was if we had any summer study suggestions, and actually we did not come up with any. So the tour, we did talk a little bit about if the tour took place that we would like to help with that, but other than that, we did not come out with any ideas from the committee. So as a whole, that group didn't have any suggestions. And just as a side note, I know you have your business to do. We do have breakfast for you over there when we get a chance. It means they won't let us bring food in here, so it's a little bit of a challenge. But if we get a chance, it'd be great. So thank you.
Okay. As soon as we conclude business here, we go over to 499 and.
Mr. Chairman, I just have one quick comment.
Senator Maher.
You know, this last session here is House Bill 1181 dealing with an act to establish a veterinary education loan repayment program for veterinarians who fulfill certain requirements. I think there's a possibility there we could look at some issues dealing with our veterinarian shortage.
I'm sorry, Senator.
I was just telling the committee about House Bill 1181 dealing with the veterinarian shortage that the state of South Dakota is starting to see with our big animal livestock veterinarians, and so maybe there's something we could do to help move that process forward with some kind of study or something. It's just a thought I had. So.
Okay, I think that's a legitimate topic. Maybe you could work with the secretary as far as verbiage, maybe broaden it a little bit to cover that entire scope of the problem, the possible issues that we have relative to rural areas and lack of large animal veterinarians. Maybe cover a little broader scope to make it a little more attractive as far as the summer study. Anything else? Senator Klocek.
Mr. Chairman, you have some handouts in front of you updating you on the horse processing issue in North Dakota. The identical bill to Senate Bill 114 is alive and well. It's going over to the Senate. It passed the House by a huge margin, and it has been amended down to $50,000, and you do have the engrossed version and the original version of that bill. Illinois, there's a bill going through their legislature to reinstate horse processing there as well. And Montana, it didn't print out, I guess, too well, but Montana has some legislation going through that did pass the House as well, and North Dakota shows the actions. You do have a handout on that. And what I'm asking this committee to consider, I guess we're going to have one more meeting, is that correct? Not, this is it. Okay, well, to help our friends in the other states, I don't know what this committee can do, but if they are going to receive, I despise bullying, whether it be bullying by humane groups or my friends or anything. I despise bullying. If that's what these states are doing, these groups are doing, I think we should join in the frolic and not allow them to bully our friends in Montana, North Dakota, or Illinois, and kind of keep the pressure on in all the states. We did this with price reporting. We did this with COOL. We did this with many other efforts as a combined state effort to advance the cause. I do know there's some work being done in the state on horse processing. We are, I think, falling behind on the issue as far as providing state incentives and state help to make that happen. But I just wanted to update the committee on that, and I'm open to any suggestions that the chairman or any of the committee members would have on this issue. It will not go away. It will continue to plague this country. The overpopulation of horses is a huge issue. An unneeded issue as far as I'm concerned, and we could address it with reinstatement of horse processing. I appreciate the chairman's resolution of the work that myself and Senator Representative Negustad did in the Midwest Legislative Conference in Rapid City for the transportation of horses resolution, which passed unanimously, and also in Michigan the year before on the slaughter issue. So we do have issues that went to national. I know Mr. Representative Singsted went to Washington, worked with Conrad Burns, and got a resolution through at NCSL as well. So it's something that South Dakota can be very proud of the work we're doing on the horse slaughter issue, but we should be stepping up to the plate and doing more. We should never tolerate bullying by these groups or by anybody. And certainly, you know, I'm open to any suggestions. If there is a need for a study, I don't think the Governor's Office of Economic Development has stepped up to the plate quite as much as they probably should. We've seen what's happened with the beef processing, and we need more bells and whistles and safety factors in our slaughtering plants and in our processing issues. We've kind of let that run amok, and it's cost our state some huge amount of money. Here's one area that would not cost our state any money. Here's one area that would be good for the people of South Dakota and good for the country. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I don't disagree with anything you said, and I think that we've done, you know, any... I've left an open invitation to everybody that's been involved to do whatever we can that's profitable. But by the same token, you don't fatten a hog by weighing him. And if we want to do things just for the sake of doing them, I think that we've run the risk of doing potential damage in some regards. If you're doing a summer study, if there's something that you can, an area that you can identify that will might provide some benefit, then by all means do it. But I don't, at this point, I don't know what there is that we would accomplish through a summer study that would move the cause farther along. We've passed appropriate resolutions in support at every point, and we've got a standing offer to do anything that we need to legislatively to encourage this and help resolve the issue. But beyond that, I don't know if there's any benefit in going any further as far as summer studies at this point.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would refer you to re-engrossed House Bill 1496. This is the amended version of what they've done in North Dakota, and here's what they've done up there. They shall consider, they're doing during the interim, an Agricultural Products Utilization Commission, shall consider providing a grant for a proposal to conduct an equine processing facility feasibility study. They go in and they address the cost of constructing the facility. They determine whether any existing structures could be available, the scope and extent of potential domestic and international markets. And, you know, that even includes zoos and other areas that are non-human for consumption.
So are you talking about a state-owned facility? They're looking at a state-owned facility?
No, Mr. Chairman. It could be. It could be wide open. It could be either state or privately owned.
Okay.
And, you know, it goes right on through, and it talks about this commission. And I would take it we don't really have a commission like that. We have a Governor's Office of Economic Development that could do this work. And I do think it's something that's very pertinent. And then they shall report the studies to the next session. Well, that would be in 2 years for them. But they would have a comprehensive study done to prepare for this plant. And I don't know if you've reviewed it at all, but it's very similar to what we tried to do in Senate Bill 114. The amended version is a little different because they're only asking for $50,000, and ours was asking it from the Governor's Office of Economic Development. And, you know, people say, well, we can't get it from the general fund. I have no problem with that. But the Governor's Office of Economic Development does have money, Mr. Chairman, and they have used it sometimes very, very well and sometimes quite foolishly. And I think this is a case where they could use the money very, very well. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any comments? So I didn't get what did – was that a recommendation for a summer study then, the horse slaughter? Or are you just throwing it out for information?
Mr. Chairman, either two ways. I don't like summer studies any more than you do. You know, I think sometimes they're kind of a waste of time, and sometimes they do great things. But, you know, a recommendation that GOED does a comprehensive study. I think that's where the ball should be directed, and the governor directing it towards the governor and the governor's Office of Economic Development. I think that's where it really needs to go. Rather than for us doing our time, I think we're well aware of it, but you know, directing the governor to direct the Governor's Office of Economic Development to do this.
Well, if you want to make that recommendation, you're welcome to. If you want this committee to make the recommendation, then we're going to discuss it and vote on it. So what's your pleasure?
Mr. Treasurer, I would make a motion that we make a recommendation to the governor and the governor's Office of Economic Development to do a comprehensive horse study in the manner of Senate Bill 114 with no dollar figure attached, except their own figure. That way we don't have to tie them to a dollar figure.
Okay. I guess, is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second. I'd like to.
Second by Senator Bradford. Discussion on that. Senator Bradford.
Yeah. Here's what I'd like to see, and I got to be honest. I should be heavily involved in this. I've got over 25 head of horses myself that I've been feeding. And five of those horses are broke, and the rest of them need to be culled and sold. But I can't give them away. I can't get rid of them. So I think what I'd like to see come out of this is if there was a way we could convince. And I just talking about the recommendation to the governor is to see maybe one representative. Maybe sent to North Dakota to attend some of these meetings? Wouldn't that be a definite plus for us to? I don't think that'd be a big investment. I wouldn't care if it was the chairman or whoever or somebody. Maybe just go up there and they're definitely going to set some meetings, you know. And it wouldn't be a big publicity row, and they could come back and report to us and see if it is feasible. Now, I don't know how we do that, Mr. Chairman, but the idea is to try to get involved without creating what you don't want to create.
Okay.
It's bad. I don't want to create bad publicity, you know, because I'm in a real tremor anyway, because my tribe has kind of said that they're sacred things. So the thing is but I still have a lot of people who are trying to make their living somewhat, a big part of their living, out of the horse business. This is a very important issue. It really is. We got to work at it very delicately, though. We don't want to make it, as you said, a negative thing. So help me. I want help without.
Before we move any farther, I want to get this back on track, because the purpose of this meeting is to recommend summer studies, and we have a lot of suggestions, and we could sit here for 3 hours and discuss the horse slaughter and animal rights in general. But let's talk about this specific motion to make a recommendation to the GOED. Senator Garnos.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to vote against this. And, you know, what I'm looking at is what we had talked about earlier, all of us have different ideas, different directions we want to go with a lot of very, very important topics, and this is one of those. We're going to take a tour, hopefully. I think we're going to have good support here. And one of the things that I would suggest, I agree with Senator Bradford, this is a delicate issue in terms of the horse slaughter, and I appreciate Senator Klocek bringing this forward. But when we do this tour, I think we're going to have strong support to do this. Let's try to incorporate this in that. And the reason I say this is an issue just like what we saw yesterday on the floor of the Senate, the smoking issue, in terms of how it builds year after year after year. We went back and heard the history all the way to 1974. So I think it's a baby step process. And one of the first steps, of course, is education and awareness. And I think maybe this may be an opportunity to make a focus on this. Senator Bradford has 25 horses down in his place. You know, maybe that's an opportunity to, you know, make the swing through his place possibly, and that would be one of the issues. So I think we can accomplish some of these things, and that would include the veterinary, that would include the big game proposal by Senator Howey. I include all those in this. I think you can make this tour into something that builds awareness and education, which would be good, I think, for the state of South Dakota and those. So that's, you know, the main reasons why I'm going to vote against this.
You know, I think that's very good comments, and I would add to that by saying, you know, the horse slaughter issue is a symptom of a much larger problem we face in agriculture. And that's, you know, we had our Ag Chair Summit in California this year, and where they passed a proposition that was pretty broad sweeping as far as limiting ag And it was extremely interesting because it was a glimpse into our future as far as what ag faces in the future with the true enemies of ag, and that's the Humane Society and some of the animal rights groups that sole agenda is to end animal agriculture in the state. So I think maybe what you've spelled out is what I would agree to, is that we look at this from a broader perspective and not specific issues like horse slaughter, that we try and incorporate some informational tours and things that we can do to address the bigger picture than just specific issues. Any other comments on the motion to send this recommendation? All in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Bradford. Garnas.
No.
Hansen.
He's gone.
Okay. Klocek.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Valley.
No.
Howie.
No.
Roden.
No. Okay, other topics before we call wrap it up.
Mr. Chairman.
Any other topics? Senator Klocek.
Well, to follow in Senator Bradford's lead, I would recommend to the board that we fund two, one Republican, one Democrat, members of the Ag Committee to go to North Dakota during their hearings if this bill does pass.
Motion by Klocek, second by Bradford. Comments on that motion?
And Mr. Chairman,
we'll Senator Klocek.
I yield to Senator Garnas.
I was going to say I'm going to vote against this. I think we can accomplish that. If we're really, really serious about this, this will give Senator Klocek, Senator Bradford, all of us, a platform possibly on this tour somewhere where we could actually bring someone down here into South Dakota, have them be our guests where we don't have to do that. That's where I'm at. Thank you.
Other comments? Well, my only comment would be that I know that it would be very good to be involved in that, but I don't see why we have to be there physically to be involved in that in this age of technology and live internet broadcasts and whatnot. Any other comments? Senator Bradford.
Well, I tell you what, whether we do this or not, I may attend on my own, out of my own pocket, because this is important to me.
Very good. Any other comments? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion fails. Any other subjects? Comments? Seeing none, this meeting will officially adjourn and we'll head over to 499. Pardon me? This is the end of the meeting, unless there is other business. Any other business?
Any other
motion to adjourn by Klocek, seconded by Peterson. All in favor? I'm sorry.
Is this the last meeting of the committee? That was my question.
I believe so. I don't think that we'd have any other business. Senator Garnas.
Really quick comment. Just wanted to thank you for your leadership over here in the Senate on the side and also in the committee. You did a good job. Thank you.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn by Klocek. Any comments on that motion? Any other comments or announcements?
Chairman.
Senator Klocek.
Well, I want to thank you for chairing the committee, and I think you play a good job of basketball as well.
Well, now we just all know you're lying. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.